It was in fourth grade. I had just transitioned from one school to another school, so new teachers, new friends, new everything. We were in PE, and I experienced something that I had never experienced before. The PE teacher wanted us to be in two separate teams, and so they chose team captains, those who I believe were probably the most athletic. And I was curious why I wasn't chosen as one of those. And then the team captains began choosing people, and I found myself towards the end, I was the last person to be chosen. I'd never experienced that before. I began to think to myself, what's wrong with me? Why wasn't I chosen? Don't they know I'm pretty athletic? I used to be, at least. I understand that this experience of fourth grade me is something that perhaps we all have experienced as well at some point in our lives. Maybe it wasn't in PE class. Maybe it was at work. Maybe even it was at church. You see, feelings of love and belonging, they are essential to the human experience. And whether they happen in PE or here at church, we all want to know that we are loved and that we are accepted. We crave that feeling of being seen, of being known and being welcomed and of fitting in and of mattering to others. Finding a home within a community, we crave those places and those spaces where we are loved. You know, church is a unique place where we have the opportunity to tell people that they are special, that they matter, and that they are loved. Because out in the world, there's a different message. That message says if you're different in any way, you don't belong. The world says if you are different, if you're unlike the rest of us, not only do you not belong, but you should be ashamed of that difference. You should hide that difference and try to be like us. Otherwise, just be ashamed and go sit in the corner in shame. And we hear that message, and we hear it well, so we hide away the parts of ourselves that we feel most ashamed of. We hide away our mistakes, our flaws, the things that make us different. We hide them so that others won't see them and won't realize the message that we tell ourselves anyway, that we don't matter, and that we're not worthy of being on anyone's team. In our gospel reading for today, Jesus goes down to the river and he is baptized, and he receives the most wonderful message one could ever receive. He hears from God who says, "I love you and I accept you." The church has taken that act of Jesus being baptized and has made it into a ritual. In Presbyterian churches, there are three things that have to be at the front of the sanctuary: a pulpit, a table, and a font, because baptism is important to us. And this ritual that we use, this baptism, we use water. You know, I love water. Some of you are mountain people, some of you are snow people. I'm an ocean boy, and I love water. I love water because it has the ability to soothe and the ability to quench. Water promotes and sustains life, and there's an abundance of water in the world. As water goes up against time, it always wins. It inspires creativity, and it's there when you need it and even when you don't. And the thing I most love about water is it doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care if you're brown, black, purple, or green. It doesn't care if you're gay or straight or anywhere in between. It doesn't care if you're male or female or maybe in transition. It doesn't care if you're a CEO or recipient of the church's mission. Water doesn't care. It's going to knock you down just the same. Can you actually keep that image up? I love that image. That is a Victoria's Secret model that was trying to have her picture taken for some ad, and the water didn't realize how important she was. And I love water. And God has chosen this ordinary element, water, to communicate God's extraordinary message to us. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, you are loved, you are worthy, and you belong. God's church is a place. God's church is a community where you don't have to hide the things you're ashamed of. You don't have to put makeup over your freckles so people don't realize how many that you have. In the church, you don't have to pretend like you have a marital status that is not actually true to who you are. On Facebook, you can lie and put whatever you want, but here in the church, you can be real about it. In the church is a place where your worth is not determined by whether or not you're employed or whether or not you have housing. And this is good news, isn't it? This is a message that the world longs to hear. People want to hear that they are loved and that they are accepted and that they matter. So people show up to church on Sunday mornings hoping to hear that message. And do you know what message they walk away with? They walk away with an obscured gospel. Instead of hearing that they are loved and they are accepted, they hear, if you believe like us, if you behave like us, the more and more you be like us, then you can be with us. People show up to church every Sunday, and instead of hearing that they are loved and they matter, they're told, in order to be one of us, you must change. You must hide the parts of you that you don't like, and then we will accept you. It's no different from the world. So what do? They turn away from church. The church doesn't have the message that they need to hear, that they want to hear, the message that they long for. Perhaps we as a church, we need to return to the water. Water who doesn't care who we are. Water who doesn't care what we've done. Water doesn't discriminate. It knocks you down just the same. And God chose this element, water, to tell us that we are named and we are claimed and we are loved. Instead of being a people of the book, maybe we should be called a people of the water. What message do you think people hear when they come to Meg Press? Do you think they hear that they're loved and accepted and cared for? I don't know if we do or not. I know some of us do. We show up here on Sundays, and we have our friends who we always see, and we go and we talk to them. But there are others who feel like that fourth grader who I was. What is wrong with me? Why don't people want to talk to me? How come nobody invites me to lunch? And here at Mag Press, our leadership decided that we want to do something different. For 140 years, we've done great ministry here in the city of Riverside. And now we want to do something new. So in the year coming up ahead, we're going to transition from a program-centered church into a group-centered church. And some of us are sitting here saying, well, don't we have groups already? Isn't that something we do? It's going to look significantly different. Everyone who comes onto this campus is going to have their people. Their people, your people, is a group of people that you can go to and you can tell them, oh, I messed up. I did this thing wrong. Without fear of judgment, without fear of, I'm not sure I can go by that person anymore, your people are going to say, oh, I did that too. It's a place where you can be fully seen, where you can be fully known, and be fully accepted, because the message that we all want to hear is the same message that comes from the water. That we are loved, that we are accepted, and that we belong. So in the year ahead, Sundays will look exactly the same. You can come to church, you can participate in church, and you can leave. But if you're looking for something more, if you're looking for a message that transcends 1 hour on a Sunday morning, we'll have something to offer you. We'll have your people who get together with you and make a difference in your life in the name of Jesus. So every time you see water, every time you feel water, every time you consume water, may you remember that you matter, that you are dearly loved, that you are on God's team, and that you get to share that message with others. Please join me in prayer. God, thank you for the gift of water. Water that brings us life, water that soothes, and water that equalizes. Thank you for the gift of your scripture, which invites us to consider that you love us dearly, that you have claimed us through baptism, and that we are on your team, that we get to go into the world and help others realize that they too matter. So take us from this day, remind us every time we see water, how much we are loved and how much you love others. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.